Pergeron, Disc 11.
Chapter 35. Groven was in trouble. However, like all liars and cowards, he kept on convincing himself that he could wriggle out of it and end up on top. The fact that Rugen Bor had slain his mother meant little to him. Aunt Tigger had always been too pushy, constantly berating and nagging at him. Groven was glad she was out of the way. What really rankled was the Golden Foxes taking over his clan. But he could think of no way to reverse their positions. He was wholly frightened of Rugen, an inscrutable creature, unlike any beast Groven had ever met. Rugen Bor never showed any extremes of wrath or joy, never smiled or snarled. His fascinating golden eyes seemed to detect untruths without a single blink. Groven could not face him for more than a moment. Every Juska beast under his command knew Rugen Bor to be highly intelligent, a redoubtable warrior chieftain and a ruthless killer. Groven was gradually coming to realise this, and it made his blood run cold. Double time was the order of the long trek back to the old camp. All the vermin kept up the pace without question or complaint. They slept little, ate frugally, and went heavily armed. Rugen Bor strode out at the head of his clan, talking to no beast save to give orders or consult his seers. At first, Groven tried to establish some authority over the six Juska who were detailed to guard him. His efforts went unrewarded. When he complained of the marching speed, a tough lean vixen looped a rope about his waist and growled,
"Keep up or we'll drag you the rest of the way."
Groven was forced to suffer the indignity. His blustering fell upon unsympathetic ears.
"You dare to do this to a Tegarung? I could snap this rope with a single bite. My teeth are like knives."
A big scar-faced rat prodded his bottom with a lance.
"You start chewing that rope and you'll be wearing this lance for a spine. Shut your mouth and keep moving, stoat."
Groven turned and spat at the rat's footpaws, trying to act tough.
"I won't forget your face, rat. Remember this. My name's Groven Zane Tegarung. I use lances like that as toothpicks."
A muscular ferret marching alongside Groven jabbed an elbow hard into his ribs, grinning at Groven's wince of pain.
"Ye won't have no teeth to pick if an I'll land a kick in your mouth. Now stow the gab and quit slacking."
Groven dragged on the rope, halting the vixen who was pulling him.
"I'm not taking any more of this. I demand to speak with Rugen Bor."
He did not see the blow coming,